Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Except for me was all wrong, but I found a Savior who turned me around when He placed His love on me, and I will trust Him.
Hallelujah. Not leaning on my own understanding, I choose to trust the Lord. A beautiful song done by Fred Hammond titled "I Will Trust." I hope you are blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back to the 18th day in March 2024, and here's God's word for us today. Don't depend on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the breath of life, for your goodness to us. We thank you for your word that you sent to us, O God. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and the ability to trust in you, O God, in all situations. In Jesus' name, amen. There are some Christians who have the impression that God is somewhat slow in responding to the calls and prayers of his saints. There are some others who feel that their mind thought through solutions to a given problem would be more laudable than God's. This explains why most professing Christians hardly consult God early when they have challenges, until those challenges get out of hand and don't seem to have a known human solution. Beloved, no matter how smart you are still clay in the hand of the potter. Don't try to lean on your own understanding, because it is very limited when viewed through the prism of God's wisdom. God is not just smarter than you, He knows everything about your past, present and future existence. Well, you could find that referenced in Psalm 139 verses 1 to 12. Don't allow the wrong notion that God seems slow to make you look for help where your problems may be further compounded. Please hear this truth and hear it well. If God does not do it, then no one will. In Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2, the psalmist said, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." Beloved, don't embark on anything of significance or destiny impacting without consulting God first. Many who have gone into jobs, businesses, marriages, ministry, relocations, etc., without seeking the counsel of God, have some unpleasant stories to tell. It is better to start late after giving a nod and direction from God than to hurry ahead and land yourself in a cycle of endless struggles with nothing to show for it. Yes, it might look very enticing and walkable in your own eyes, but there could be some blind spots which you may not see unless the Lord opens your eyes to see them. The fact that something is working for other people doesn't mean it'll work for you. Again, the fact that others tried and failed doesn't mean you'll also fail. Let God guide you through every major decision in life, including relocating. In Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "In the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came upon the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and two sons with him. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi. Their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in the land of Judah, and when they reached Moab, they settled there." There is no record of Elimelech consulting God before taking the decision to relocate from Bethlehem to the land of Moab. Beloved, don't just resign from that job because of the economic crunch, except the Lord tells you to. Don't walk away from that marriage because of the present challenge, because God can turn things around for your good. Don't just jump into that marriage because you've been single for a long while. Let God guide you. God knows what is best for you, and today's devotional seeks to encourage you to consult God daily before taking any decision, especially those that can impact your life and destiny. In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, the Bible says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." According to Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, God is interested in your overall success in life. Therefore, don't gamble with your destiny when you can get fail-proof directives from the one who sees the end from the beginning. Don't depend on your own understanding. Shalom. Let us pray. Believers, say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, your word says that no one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. I have chosen to trust in you. Please hide every wrong decision from me so I don't see them to make. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Dunmore singing, Trust in the Lord. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Tonight, sing it again.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.